We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Kuser. Currently, with Daniel Kuser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Currently Teal Talk Boys, are on the clock. Daniel Kuser here with Christopher Wright. Chris, let me talk to you. What's going on, man?
Buddy, I have to say, you have the best intros ever, yeah, well, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I love those. I don't even know what to expect. I mean, we don't talk about it prior. You just riff right off the top, man. It's fantastic stuff.
Well, it's just, I'm not used to this. All right. Still trying to get in the flow of things and find some sort of excitement when there might not be excitement in the previous game we viewed. So excited to do this with you, though, man. Every week. Folks, welcome. Welcome. We got a somewhat big show today. We're recording on Wednesday, full disclosure. So we're not going to talk about the Challenge Cup that was played yesterday. If you're listening to this on Thursday, we will talk about that next week. Hopefully it's good. We got a little double header with Louisville, Wednesday, Saturday situation. We'll talk about that a bit. Get into the recap of the San Diego game. Maybe throw some shade on little Alex Morgan fans. Anyways, man, what's up with you, dude? How's everything been going? Good week so far?
Yeah, good week. Kind of recovering from a little bit of a cold, I think. Oddly enough, I don't know where that came about, but I got it somewhere. But I'm on the mend. I'm on the upswing.
I'll tell you why that happens, man. It can't go and be 90 degrees 1 minute and then be 45 the next. You can't do that. It messes with your system. You will get sick. It happens. I inevitably always get sick when temperature changes like that, and this time I have not. So when you were all kind of froggy at the game, I was like, you better stop that shit. You better stop that shit right now.
I felt bad. I was like, should I go? Should I not? Like, it's outdoors. Every time I coughed, Vanessa just gave me a look like, you nasty human being. You know, like, because, you know, we're around public, right? You don't want to cough around people. It's just
just
that kind of thing. I coughed in my shirt, by the way. I didn't go cough in any Alex Morgan fan's face. I feel better, man. I'm on the upswing. I'm doing
a lot of that. Sounds like a little, you know, Dr. Kuz is here for you. Sounds like a little head cold. You didn't have any COVID symptoms or anything like that, which, you know, no longer state of emergency. Big win, by the way. I don't know if did you hear that? It's no longer declared a state of emergency. It's been a long time, dude. It feels weird. I don't want to say we don't have to worry about COVID right now because it's still very much a thing. People can still get it and all that and transmit it, but it is weird to somewhat try to feel safe about it, because we spent so much time like, man, oh man, it's just like a moment in time. Like, you'll always remember that for the rest of your life and what you did and when your student loan payments were paused and now they're not paused. You know, it's just weird. I don't know.
You know, it's it's gonna be like asking, you know, your grandparents, like, what'd you do during the Dust Bowl or whatever, you know? Like, they're gonna be like, how'd you survive COVID? Like, how did you manage, you know? Grandkids or somebody's gonna ask us someday about that.
100%. It'll be like, well, everything shut down and I watched a massive amount of television. that is what happened. I binged so much quarantine TV. So I still do that, by the way.
You watch more television or movies than anybody else I know, and it's not even close.
Become a hobby, man. About to start binging the Transformers movies, getting ready for that new one.
You're the only person who went back and watched Fast and the Furious, all of them, again.
Yeah.
That I know.
Yeah. Had a little party. Had some guys over every week, and we watched two movies and realized how shitty they are early on, and still kind of shitty. You really have to suspend disbelief, but they do get better. Imagine that.
I have not seen one. I think Tokyo Drift was the last one I saw.
Oh my God. So you bowed out at number three. Well, this is a big, long little tangent here, by the way. We got to fill time, guys. We got to fill broad air time. I saw something online that said, when was the moment you bowed out of the Fast and the Furious franchise?
Oh, I love that.
And people were just posting pictures, like the moment a car jumped between buildings in Abu Dhabi, or some people said right after the second one, when they Dukes of Hazzard jumped onto a boat. But there's so many others, dude. Now they're skydiving out of planes. Vin Diesel's like catching Michelle Rodriguez in the air out of his car.
Didn't a missile come out of under some snow or under some ice, and it was like sliding, and I think the rock like pulled the missile or something and hit a car.
I don't remember that. We do a lot of talking over these movies. Okay. We're just kind of throwing shade and ribbing them. It's kind of like a roast. We just kind of roast the whole time. Some people said they gave up when the rock busted out of his arm cast. He just flexed and it started coming off.
Well, that's probably realistic.
It's pretty realistic. Vin Diesel picked up a car one time, and I was like, okay, kind of realistic. I mean, it's a light sports car. I feel like in my prime, I could do that. Wouldn't be bad.
You know, it's the story of somebody who's like trapped underneath the car and their adrenaline kicks in and they lift it up to save a baby or something. I don't know.
Listen, you know, if you're a women's soccer fan, you're probably a Fast and Furious fan. They go hand in hand. Thanks for tuning in and listening to our recap. Hey, by the way, I might as well just model the merchandise of the week as I'm rocking my bucket hat here. For those of you watching on YouTube, I got it flipped up like the old Gilligan's Island over here, but it's the bucket hat, man. I love it. Little camouflage, cloudy teal bucket hat.
You had the quarter zip last week or the week before. I can't remember. And then man, you might as well just start, I don't know, going down to the pitch and doing a little runway situation.
You know, I could do that. It could get pretty expensive. So, I mean, Casey Current, if you want to throw any merch our way, would gladly model that at halftime or on this podcast. So that's how you get, you know,
just throw it out there.
Just got to ask. You don't get free shit unless you ask. You know how many famous people are just like, I always drink Bud Light. And then Bud Light just shows up at their house. Like that's just what happens. They just get free shit. They can absolutely afford it. But they get stuff just thrown at them because it's, you know, product placement, man.
You got to be an influencer, man.
So that's what I'm working on. I'm trying to be an influencer saying I love Casey Current branding and merchandise, and I would wear it all the time. I mean, those polos, if you got a large sitting around, you're not doing anything with it, I'll take it. I'd wear that shit to work, man.
Oh, man. I'm still on the first jersey, man. I got the first one. I need to level up.
Reminds me, did they – dude, I don't think we even talked about it. Did they get rid of the electric Heartland white jersey that I have? Is it just gone?
I think so.
Why?
I don't know.
So they replaced the red this year. They got a new red one this year, correct?
Yes, we have red one this. No, we don't have a new one. We have the same as last year, the same red.
They got a new white one this year.
Correct.
Which is like not fun. It's kind of boring, right?
There's not as much flair.
Yeah. So I like flair, dude.
Yes, Flair's. I like Flair as well. I wish I had bought the previous jersey. I have some regret there.
The white one or the red one?
The white one that you got that is no longer available to my knowledge.
Yeah, it's cool. You probably thought it'd be around for another year.
I don't know. I always try and get things on sale, and then I miss a sale or things don't go on sale, and then I'm out of luck.
Yeah, Nike doesn't do a whole lot of sales most of the time.
You know,
pretty proud of their stuff.
$130 jersey, you're hoping for a sale, right?
Ooh, yep. They get pricey, dude. They get pricey. Again, you want to throw a jersey our way, size large over here. Dude, we had a game Sunday. It was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers and mother lovers out there. And we didn't do well. The game was not good. For starters, starting lineup comes out. New goalkeeper, old goalkeeper, if you will, older goalkeeper, AD French. She's back in the starting lineup. Cassie Miller on the bench. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, cool. She gets another shot. I mean, what are we thinking?
You know, I don't envy the coach's job right now. It's a great situation to be in, but to have two high quality goalkeepers battling it out, it's a tough decision to make. You don't want to ruin the continuity of that back line. You want to put the best player, you know, on the field. But I think it's up for debate on who the best player is right now. And I don't know how you assess both of them in game time situations without kind of alternating them back and forth. I mean, the Challenge Cup, which will have happened yesterday. We don't know if the goalkeeper who played in the game, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to put Miller in the Challenge Cup or keep French in. It's a difficult situation to be in.
My guess is Miller goes in. That is my guess, a little midweek rotation. And then maybe put French back in this Saturday. But who the hell am I? I'm nobody. Dude, this game, we doubled the shot count of San Diego. All right, 20 to 10. However, only four were on goal. Same as San Diego. We had more possession, but our expected goal percentage, not percentage, our expected goals were higher.
Yeah, no? I got that swapped again. Yeah.
Oh, you
the
flipped
expected it. Goals yep, for Kansas City is 1.44, and then the expected goals for San Diego was 0.75. We actually had a higher. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
What were you saying? You got it switched?
Yeah, on the format of it switched. Oh no, I don't. Never mind. No. Ignore me. Ignore me.
Yeah, I will. I
please do. I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy.
What the hell? Yes, 1.44 expected goals for KC and 0.75 for San Diego. So tell me how the hell they got two goals. It doesn't – this expected goal stuff, I get it. It makes sense, right? Whatever. But we couldn't even score one. But it says we should have at least scored one. We had an own goal. AD French getting unlucky again, dude. Having one hit off the back of her. You know, it just going in the goal right off her back.
I mean, first and foremost, starting the game, we looked good. We had chances.
We looked fine, yeah.
We looked good. CeCe had a good look. You know, there's a little bit of a narrative now that we'll get to a little later with her and scoring goals. But, you know, she had an opportunity. But what really hurt is we had a turnover in the box. We tried to calmly play it out of the box instead of just getting rid of it. And it came back to get us.
Came back to bite us, dude. I mean, God, we had you just kind of felt it too when we couldn't get it out of the box. It's like, get rid of it, get it out of there. And you know, they were yelling at each other, trying to get it out of there. And it just didn't happen. And boom, there's your goal. Dude, it's just, and then getting in front of net, we just couldn't get it done. Even Dabinha would try to take it upon herself and do Dabinha things, and it just couldn't happen. Nothing came of it. I'm very upset that we got shut out at home.
I mean, I don't know for certain, but I feel like their game plan was shut down Dabinha and make the rest of the team beat them, right? And I don't want to say they shut down Dabinha. They limited her, but they made the rest of the team beat them, and we didn't, and we couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, dude, Vanessa DiBernardo, another great game from her. She's all over that midfield, man. She's just, I don't know, strong, has good distribution, passing's damn accurate, you know, and good defensively too, right?
Yeah.
You gush about DiBernardo too. You find a way to bring her up every time, and it's warranted. I'm not even making fun of you. It's just, it makes sense why you would. She's great.
I mean, in the game when we're watching it live, I'm like, did you see what DiBernardo did? And, you know, in this game, I believe she had a nice cutoff of a pass, but man, she's everywhere. She, you know, when you have players on the team like Lowe, CeCe, Dabinia, you know, I feel like she gets lost in the recognition of not getting recognition, but she's doing so much on our team. And if you go back and look before she came back from injury, outside of that Chicago game, her first game back, like our midfield has looked significantly better since she's been back. So she's been such a high quality player. And I just really hope she's getting the credit she deserves.
Same, man. Yeah, I agree with you. Dude, it just kind of felt this whole game, you kind of felt like Alex Morgan was going to get on the board. Like she was dangerous. She draws eyes, right? You're going to watch her in the box. You're going to watch her movement off the ball. Alex Morgan is fun to watch because she's dangerous. Set pieces, I watched her, dude, and how she would just slither through people. It was insane how no one got a body on her at times. She was just able to get to the ball. But she never did get on the board, despite all the freaking teeny boppers out there yelling and hooping and hollering for Alex Morgan. I swear to God, dude, we had some right behind us. Right behind us, Chris, and I was about to turn around. You shut your mouth. Like, you know, who's parenting you? Because they're doing a terrible job. Get out of here.
Oh, you know, man. What I mean? You know, she did have that. I can't call it a goal because it went off the back of Francis' head.
Yeah,
but she was kind of on that back post.
I'm glad that wasn't attributed to her. I was like,
I
cool.
Agree.
Own goal, fine. You didn't get it. And they were all cheering for Alex Morgan. And I was like, uh-uh, wasn't her. She didn't do it.
It was French. Joke's on you.
You're wrong. Go be a fan of someone who scores goals.
I saw on Twitter that like somebody in the blue crew was upset that there's so many kids who are cheering for Alex Morgan. I understand it's a very notable national team legend, but yeah, that's your supporting section, you know. I know it's hard to control a kid, and they're more affordable seats as well, so you don't want to discourage it. But you know,
I saw someone ask security to remove them.
Oh, really?
And yes, and security was like, "Nah." Security didn't. They declined. They were like, "No, we're not going to do that. It's a child watching an athlete, you know, essentially let's grow up and all enjoy the game." But I can understand. I was frustrated too, man, hearing people yell, hearing these kids yell for them right next to me. I was like, oh, I hate this. Come, why don't you come support KC Current one of these days? Like, do these children support KC Current, but they support Alex Morgan more? Like, are they at non-Alex Morgan games here in Kansas City? That's what I want to know.
Well, to be fair, you know, it's national team players that bring in fans, and then they just kind of, they get there and then they love it and they enjoy it. And I'm going to give you a little bit of credit here, sir. You brought in two fans, right, who didn't know much about the Current, who are now attending games with us on a regular basis. And I believe you said they're going to become season ticket members at some point. So kudos to you, man.
They're all bought in, man. They are all bought in. My good friends, Sky and Christian, they are married, and they're going to sit with us, dude. So, I mean, I hope, I know you haven't really had a chance to talk to them, but I hope that, hope you guys get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, saw Sky in the play, if I remember correctly.
That's right. She was my stage wife.
Yeah. And she was fantastic. So
I think that, that says something though. That shows like someone took a chance to come to a game that they, you know, they were mildly interested in. They were mildly interested in, and they didn't just say, yeah, I could go to a couple games a year. They were like, that new stadium's coming. I kind of want to buy in. Like, I want to do it. I'm all in. Let's do it. And she was telling me about it, and her husband was like, oh, really? Like, you're all in. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. if you don't want to do it, I'm going to do it. And he's like, well, no, I mean, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. So it was kind of a thing, right? So really kind of a neat situation. And I'm sure that's not the only story out there, man. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, dude, record setting attendance on Sunday. I'm sure there were new people there who have not gone before. So it's cool. Was Alex Morgan part of that? Maybe a little bit, but I tell you, that attendance is not going to fit in the new stadium.
you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, Sky and her husband are driving an hour, right? Or, well, with you guys, are commuting an hour to go to a game here. I mean, just put that stadium somewhere that's accessible in Kansas City for everybody. And it's going to be it's going to be one of those atmospheres that are going to be constantly sold out.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be tough to get a ticket. It's going to be a great atmosphere, great environment.
I agree. Dude, let's take a quick break here and let's come back and keep talking. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
And welcome back, everybody. Buddy, I'm thinking I need some kind of drawstring on this hat. I need some kind of, maybe I can make that, you know, into a little safari hat.
That looks pretty cool. Like, should be in the Serengeti somewhere.
Right. And then when I'm like, you know, when I'm moving too fast and it blows off my head, boom, I'm not losing my hat. It's still on my body. Still on my person.
you rock that thing so well.
Well, appreciate you. I think it's the hair right now. I got that I got that country music star level of hair right now, where if I had like a cowboy hat on, I'd be like, whoa, this guy really gets down. We left off talking about the attendance. That's awesome. They didn't announce the attendance in the way they did last time. Last time, like 2 days leading up to the game, they were like, we broke the attendance record. And everyone's like, man, that's not how that works. It hasn't happened yet. So this time they said we're expecting record breaking attendance. And I'm like, okay, that's fair, right? Isn't that what you would say?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it makes sense.
Yeah. So, and then when it happened, they're like, boom, attendance broken. correct me if I'm wrong though. Doesn't the new stadium just hold south of 12,000, like 11,500 or something?
Yeah. It's like 11,500 or 11,700. Yeah.
So they'll have some standing room only as well. I'm certain of that. This is a milestone. This is a whole new milestone, man. And while we're on the topic of the stadium, real side note here, they released some new photos and whatnot of how they could have like farmers market type stuff out in their like plaza area, and then also host. Hear me out, dude. It sounds like this could be a great, great open area concert venue. When I saw the pictures of like potential concert taking place, I was like, I'd see something there. that looks like a damn good time.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we had, I believe, Danny on, she mentioned like how they planned on hosting a lot of different events. So, I mean, me personally, in my head, I'm conjuring like, college national team soccer games, right? I'm imagining rugby, women's rugby or rugby in general sweeping through there. Like, I think there's going to be so much opportunity for not, you know, for women's sports, but all sports to come in there and, I mean, just have a great place to play.
Well, good point. Sporting used to do this every winter. They used to host like the Division II football championship, I believe. Right. I believe it was like really, really snowy one year. It was on like ESPN2 or something like that. But Current could absolutely do something like that. I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, as long as they get Frisbee dogs at halftime, I'm a happy camper.
Absolutely. Probably one of my favorite halftime shows, man.
Hell of a time. Hell of a time. This halftime show, we got some, we got like a drum line.
Yeah.
But it was not the drum line in the supporters section. It was something different.
I do. I think this is not the first time they've done it either. I think it's second or third. And I'm blanking on the name, so I apologize to everybody.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it?
It's Teal Thunder.
Okay. There you go.
And then the group is Surface Tension with the supporters group. So I'm like, I saw some people a little upset about that, saying, you know, we already have Surface Tension. Why'd you go and hire Teal Thunder for this? Why did this happen? I didn't know at the time. I was so just in my own mind. I was just like, oh, sweet, man. Surface Tension out there doing the thing. But it wasn't. It wasn't Surface Tension. So I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you have any opinion on?
I'm all for all of it, man. I'm all for, you know, I think it's cool to have two groups. I mean, maybe Surface Tension will get to go out there at another point in time. I'm all for it, man. More entertainment, more fans, more fun. I know. I'm in for all of it.
I feel you. Right on. Look at this. What a happy man. Just happy to be there. You're like, you know who you are? You're like Paul Walker from Fast and the Furious. He just looks happy all the time, just happy to be there. Everyone else is fighting and doing big things, and Brian just looks happy.
I mean, that's just how my personality is. I'm at a current game, man. We're down, but I'm just happy to be there watching some awesome professional players play. A little frustrated, but generally happy. Which kind of leads me going back to that game a little bit, man. There's just so many missed opportunities. Dabinia had that fantastic free kick, man. That was almost upper 90. Sheridan, hell of a save, man. She had such a great game. We put a lot of balls at her, in front of her, around her, and she was positioning was fantastic, made all the saves. It's just, you know, it's just a constant theme of we just cannot put the ball away.
You know, I had very high hopes going into this game. By the way, we didn't even mentioned the second goal scored by Belle Breida. Is that her name?
Yeah. That was the giveaway.
Right before halftime.
Yep.
Oh, that was the one we gave away in the box. Yep.
Right, yep.
It's just, it's at that point I knew we're probably not going to see any goals down by the South Stand area, because why wouldn't San Diego just kind of pack it in? You're up 2-0 at halftime. Pretty scary lead, right? You know that saying, the most dangerous lead in soccer. Do you agree with that?
I do. Yeah.
And what's crazy is my wife asked me to explain that to her. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you ever hear a phrase or a term where like, you know what it is, but please don't ask me to like tell you what it is. Like, I can't really make it sound smart. And so this, I was like, Jesus, am I really about to Google why it's the most dangerous lead in soccer? Like I get it. It's hard to articulate. I was like, it's all about momentum. Like, whoever scores the next goal really has all the momentum, and you know, you can kind of be lulled into a false sense of security. And she kind of treated me like she gave me the kid treatment. She was just like, why? And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. I got to Google it, because I'm feeling like a fool right now. Anyways, 2-0, of course, San Diego's just going to kind of pack it in. They got the win in the bag, you know, just pick up their defense. And they did, man. Dabinia still leads goals per 90 at 0.79. That's going to go down if she doesn't keep scoring goals. So CC is second in expected goals at 3.9.
I looked it up. So
wow.
I don't know. When we prep for the show, I love looking at the stats. Man, I'm in there. I'm clicking around. I'm everywhere. Man. I am. I don't know why I enjoy it so much. I just do. So I try and find some of these fun stats that, you know, just interesting to think about. So food for thought.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Good for you. I'm the opposite. I'm like a dialogue guy, like storyline guy. You come in with the stats like that. It's good to talk about. I feel that, man, CeCe Kaiser's such a talent, dude. She gets open. Right. I don't know if you ever keep an eye on her. She'll just sneak in back post. And it's like, look at her. She's coming in. And sometimes it's dangerous. Sometimes she gets in there, but other times, like, the ball doesn't get to her.
Yeah. She's second in expected goals at 3.9. I think it's like 0.69 a game. That's kind of going off of memory. I think she leads the league in missed opportunities or, yeah, so we're so close, man.
Are we still leading the league in chances created and chances missed?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
We are. And then
that's like saying you're very cute, but your nose is kind of fucked up.
What the?
No, it's like a compliment, but then a slap in the face. It's like, yeah, you're creating chances, but you're missing them.
I guess
I'm an analogy guy, you know.
I was trying to flip that and make it like, you know, I don't know, switch that and make it, I don't know, a little better sounding. But I can't, you know,
it's like a backhanded compliment, you know what I mean? It's one of those things,
but it just kind of and the current are third in the league in expected goals per game at 1.59. So we are there. You know, a lot of these games we lost outside of Portland and Chicago, we've lost by a goal or by two, or missed out on a draw. We are creating opportunities. We're just not finishing them. So that, to me, that's kind of been the running narrative of the season, right? We've missed out on points because we've had the chances, just can't put the ball in the back of the net. And then you take a look at San Diego, right? They're taking advantage of their opportunities. I'm blanking. Who's the game prior to this? I'm blanking on it. Who do we play
the game before, prior to this?
Before San Diego?
It would have been, I got it right here. It was on the 7th, right? It was Angel City,
right? They didn't have more opportunities than they did, but they took advantage of every single one. And we talked about it on the podcast. We talked about how they didn't have more than we did. They just made the most out of what they had. And that's kind of the same for San Diego. And we're just not making the most of our opportunities. And it's showing in the stats. It's showing when you watch the game.
This was, on the other end, this was a huge game for San Diego. They needed a little turnaround, a little boost. And what better than winning 2-0 on the road? So, especially honoring all the moms, dude, all the player moms and all that as well. So pretty special day for them. Anything else you want to talk about of this game or you want to move forward?
Let's move on, man. Clean slate. Put that in the back of my mind.
All right. As stated before, guys, hopefully when you're listening to this, we whooped some Louisville butt and got a win in the Challenge Cup and stayed hype in that competition. But we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll preview, this Saturday's comeback match against Racing Louisville. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
What's up? What's up? Dude, I had regarding, you'll love this, regarding our little ads like that for KC Sports Network, I had a buddy message me. And our producer Jordan's listening. He'll probably like this. He said he was listening to the pod. Random thought. He said, every time I hear the new announcer from KCSN do the intro and the breaks, it reminds me of the movie Wayne's World when they get the new studio. And right as they start the show, they have the new announcer come in. It's Friday night and time to party. It's Wayne's World brought to you by Noah's Arcade. Party on, Wayne, and party on, Garth. And just what, you know, didn't they just get cut off and they looked so dumbfounded when they were cut off by the announcer? So Party on, Chris. I love it.
Oh, that's funny. Anytime you can fit in a Wayne's World reference, it's a good day.
Love it, dude. Absolutely.
It's a good day.
I just air guitar for those of you not on YouTube. So, hey, fun fact, by the way, I just watched Wayne's World for the first time 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Absolutely.
At our age?
Yeah. It's one of those things. Just one of those things I never bothered to watch, never bothered to seek out. There's a lot of weird movies like that for me, man. Like Monty Python movies. Believe it or not, never seen those Monty Python
never
movies.
Never seen Monty Python? Oh, man.
I know. Mel Brooks, though. Seen all the Mel Brooks stuff, but never Monty Python. Yeah. Fun times.
Fair enough.
So, as we mentioned, hopefully we annihilated Racing Louisville last night. 6-0. wouldn't that be something? Holy shit. If I just become Kustradamus over here, that'd be wild.
Hey, we didn't think we were going to beat Houston in the Challenge Cup, and we were fairly pessimistic on that one, and it was a pleasant surprise.
Well, I hope they bounced back last night. But we get to look forward to playing them again on Saturday. Two full days of rest after this Wednesday game. Saturday night, 7 p.m., Paramount Plus. Home game. You going? We going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we're going. You better not cough. He's your best cough right now.
Yeah. I started laughing and it was coming up and I was like, hold it together, Chris, hold just it together.
Wheezing. Give me a cigarette.
I could feel it in my chest. I was trying to hold it together.
That's that shit, dude. I had a cough for like 3 months and I just got over it like a month ago. So it's wonderful. Buddy, Racing Louisville won their last game against Chicago. 3-0. Now Chicago's not doing the best, right?
I think they're at the bottom of the table at the moment.
That's what I thought. So they're 12th. We are 11th, you know. Yeah. So nothing to write home about for Louisville to beat them by that much, but hopefully they don't beat us by that much. They lost to Orlando and tied OL Reign 2-2. Those are pretty favorable results besides losing to Orlando, man. I don't know about that team. They seem kind of all over the place.
Yeah, well, Orlando, I think they beat San Diego too. So it's a mixed bag, man. Right. But you know, when I was watching Racing, when I watched them, when I, you know, just take a look at everything, I just see a team that's just tough. They're always in the game. They may be down, but they're always fighting. They may be up, but they're still fighting. Nothing is easy against them. And that's just kind of, you take a look at their expected, you know, goals for and against, like it's almost zero. Like they're just a tough team. They're always in the game and playing a team that's really tough. I hope that makes the best of us come out. I don't know if it will, but it certainly will not be an easy game at home.
Yeah, man. None of these games seem to be easy anymore. I hate being at the bottom. I hate that. It's almost summertime and we're sitting at the bottom like that. So I just want to, I don't know. You can't lose those home games either. You can't. If we're going to lose against Louisville, I hope it happened last night in the Challenge Cup. You know, we can afford to lose a game in the Challenge Cup since we have a win already. But I think, I don't know, man, maybe we split this little series or maybe we would love to win them both, but they are, you know, God, don't they have Carson Pickett now, who was with North Carolina?
They got Carson Pickett. They also got Abby Ersig from North Carolina as well, as part of the Emily Fox trade. Jalen Howell is, I believe, a second-year player. She's really good. She's starting to come into her own. Savannah DeMello is a really good player. I think she did some stuff with the national team prior to kind of being whittled down to the roster they're at now. She's good. She's probably the key of their team. She was out of the previous game, not last game, but the one before that, due to yellow card accumulation, and they struggled without her. That's when I believe they lost to Orlando. They came back and they won 3-0 against Chicago. She'll be there. She's a player to watch, and a player that the current are really going to have to keep an eye on.
Well, this is a... you know, they're sitting in ninth place with 7 points. We're in 11th with 6. So it's like, I mean, this is a big one, dude. This would kind of look up the.
I mean, we're in no position. We're in no position to look past anybody at all. right? Like, no. We're in no position to look either down or at teams who, you know, over the last few years have not done well or don't have the best roster. We can't look past anybody. That's the situation we're in.
A win could potentially get us 1 point from the playoff situation, assuming other results pending and everything like that. So right now, though, things are, I mean, we're losing pace with people, man. Washington sitting pretty at 15 points at the top. Who thought they would be freaking great, you know? But then followed by OL Reign, a shocker, Gotham FC is up there as well. And then your Portland Thorns in San Diego. So I don't know, man. If we gotta get these points because we're gonna fall behind.
There's what, 22 regular season games? I think that's correct. And you know, we've already played 7, right? We're going into our 8th. We're getting close to being halfway. We don't want to be in a situation where we have to chase points.
Definitely not. Definitely not. We've played 7 matches, man. So it's nothing's outside the realm of possibility, but we haven't drawn a single game. We've won twice and lost 5. So haven't even earned a draw anywhere. And we are, us and San Diego are the only ones to not draw anything. So,
wow. Well, and this game is not going to be a picnic, man. It's going to be tough. I don't think it's going to be high scoring, but I think it's going to be a tough, fun, entertaining game. And I hope we can come out on top.
I hope so too. I think the weather will be favorable soccer weather. It's looking like 73 degrees and sunny as the high.
Oh.
So the low is 50. God, man, when it starts dropping into 60s, that is perfect soccer weather for the players.
Agreed.
Especially when they know they got humid days ahead.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Well, we'll be out there cheering. Hope things are end on a positive note. But one positive note, dude, we can go sign a beam. Yeah, that's right. A construction beam that's going to go as part of the new stadium, right? Like, that will be constructed in the stadium building process. So I don't know if you're into that kind of karma. You're kind of like, yeah, I put my stamp on this stadium, so to speak. Like, I'm part of this stadium. Kind of neat. They're going to have this beam out in the little plaza area. I don't know what it's called anymore.
Mizuma Plaza?
Plaza?
Is that what it is, I think?
No idea. You're just giving Mizuma credit, though. So, Mizuma, give us free stuff.
you know, we'll wear it. We'll model it. Whatever.
Yeah. But I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to go sign that thing. Absolutely. It sounds neat.
I mean, that's like, you know, you bring in somebody to come watch a game with you, and they'd be like, take a look at that beam over there. I mean, I probably won't be able to see my signature, but you can at least point up there and, you know, be like, I signed that. I was part of the, you know, the foundation of this stadium.
Right. So that's how I'm going to sell it. It'll be on display, right? Like, you'll see a beam with signatures all over it.
Yeah, probably. But I'm going to still sell it. I mean, part of the foundation of this stadium. Yeah.
100%. 100%. You know, a theater, the theater I do a lot of stuff with, we had a big, you know, big celebration for some anniversary back in 2011. And these little posters are, I don't know what they are, big canvas things are still hanging up in their green room. And my signature's on there from like 12 years ago. So it's kind of neat to be it feels cool to be a part of something, you know?
Absolutely. How often does this happen, right? How often do you get to have this type of experience or moment? Not very.
Oh yeah, exactly. Exactly. Injury update. Kristen Hamilton's back. We saw her last weekend, dude. She didn't get in the game, right?
No, she did not.
Okay. But she was there, and it sounded exciting to me. I was like, okay, I don't know where she fits in. We talked about this. We don't know where she fits into the current formations that they play and the strategies they do, but I think there's a way to make it work for her. So, and Elizabeth Ball's been updated to questionable. Is that right?
That's right. So obviously we record on Wednesday and this comes out Thursday. So as of the Racing Challenge Cup game, she is questionable.
Gotcha.
So by the time Saturday comes around, I don't know if she's still questionable or if she might actually get some game time. We'll see.
Well, when someone's questionable, that means they have been full participants in training. It does. But it means they're kind of working their way back to like full fitness, right? Probably could be on the bench and not necessarily right into starting. So that's exciting, man. It feels like it's been a bit. Like that was like the first or second game she got hurt.
The first game. First one against North Carolina in like the 89th minute.
Yeah. What a sad deal.
They made that one goal, that shot outside the box, which was a fantastic shot. I think Franch would like a do-over because, you know, she's probably kicking herself for that one.
Yep.
But after that, you know, I mean, that was the only goal they scored. And then after she went down, we faced Portland, who put on four, Chicago put on four, you know, and so on. The one thing that I'm really excited about is Ball is a really good player, but what makes her more important is the value of that position where we are right now. That defense is something that I think we've all talked about. They're doing okay or doing well, but we still need that upgrade. She's clearly not a new player, but the value of that position and her coming back, that might be one of the most meaningful additions to this team that we might get all year outside of like a Dabinia or something like that.
Oh yeah.
I think her coming back is going to go under the radar. I think she's going to do a lot of, provide a lot of help.
I agree. And getting that Hamilton speed back in the lineup is always is never a bad thing, you know?
Right.
And one little last little bit of news, something that missed my radar is the new U.S. Women's Soccer League. They're going to call it the USL Super League, and they'll play at the top division on D1 fields. Is that right? Yep. 10 to 12 teams, and the league will kick off next August, 2024. That's interesting. What's that mean for like media rights and stuff? I mean, is this something to pay attention to or what?
You know, it kind of remains to be seen. I think their initial plan was to play on D2 fields, which obviously is not good for the players, but it lowers the expectations of a league like that. When you play on Division I fields, you can really kind of sink your teeth into being professionals. I mean, it's more opportunity for players. I'm excited about it. I think they announced where eight teams are at the moment. None of them are in the Kansas City area. I think they folded, but Lawrence had Caw Valley FC. And I think the initial plan was there was going to be like a Caw Valley FC team that was going to play in this USL Super League. But they folded like half a year ago. And are no longer a part of it, but that would have probably taken place at Rock Chalk in Lawrence. But I mean, it's exciting, you know, more opportunity for players. More soccer to me is only a good thing.
Yeah, no, 100%. And maybe some kind of a pipeline to NWSL in the future. I mean, I don't know.
Certainly like a developmental league in a way, right? I mean, I know they want to compete with the NWSL, but let's be honest, that's going to be a really tough task. But if you have a player who's playing exceptionally well and a professional team could take a look at him, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I kind of view it as it's a totally different kind of situation, but like the Savannah Bananas baseball team. Some of those guys have pro ball experience, and some of those guys have gone on to, like, they've went from the Bananas to go be in the Major League Baseball draft, and they've been on teams. So it's always crazy when one of those guys are up to plate and they're like a former Seattle Mariners product or something like that. And it's like, that's pretty cool. So maybe this new soccer league is also something for, I don't want to say retirement league, but development league, retirement league. I don't know. Sometimes they're the same thing.
I mean, the only concern I have is, we've seen women's soccer go through so many challenges and struggles to get to where they are now. You talk about the CBA being paid fairly, you know, being treated fairly by a team, coaches. I don't think the USL, and I could be wrong, have those types of resources. So I just hope when that league kicks off and they're playing that these players are treated with the same level of respect and care that the NWSL is worked towards and the players have worked towards. Where they are now.
Agreed. Well, we'll keep an eye on that next August, 2024. Yep. Cool beans, man. Awesome. This was great. Game this Saturday, big time. Got to get home points. Anything else, man? Anything else you want to talk about?
Man, nothing. I mean, we got it. I'm just excited to go get a win, man.
I'm excited to get back out there. Interested to see if attendance drops off at all, I know there's an overlap between KC current fans and Sporting KC fans, and wonder if attendance drops off for people traveling to St. Louis for the Sporting game. I don't know. I know there are people that are just one or the other, but I know there's a little bit of overlap too. So maybe I'm just, I overspeculate everything.
It's fair, but you know, you always kind of wonder what the Alex Morgan bump will be, right? Like wherever she goes, you just get that jolt of people in attendance. And I don't know, but I got faith in Kansas City, man. I got faith that we're going to continue to show up and support this team. And
100%.
Just lead into next year, man. You got to feel kind of silly though, if you chose not to make a deposit for season tickets, right? And then theoretically, there's a lot of people who could be left in the dust next year and not having an opportunity to go to these games. So I think the deadline is passed, but if it hasn't, you know, sign up for season tickets, place your deposit, because these tickets are going to be tough to get moving forward once they get to their new stadium. It's not going to be easy.
Don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. And hey, you know, if they want to give us free tickets, you know what? No.
now we're just, now just trying to get free stuff. Yeah,
I'm doing too much, but you don't know if you don't ask. So anyways, cool folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you send us an email or something. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, praise for us, praise for my bucket hat, nootherpod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter if you want. I don't recommend it, but it's at Dan Kuser, at Chris Wright 21. You like how I hype us up on Twitter? It'll work, dude.
I do.
It's reverse psychology. Get you a ton of followers.
Keep it going.
At No Other Pod as well. So ratings and reviews, get it for us over on Spotify, over on Apple Podcast. We'll shout you out here if you leave a good one. So anyways, until next time, we love every single one of you, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.